Well, Tom, as we look what's happening with the markets today, you and I were just chatting about where we were sitting in planning progress. And obviously, behind 4% on the corn nationwide, it's not going to take long for us to play the quick game of catch up if Mother Nature and the temperatures kind of work together.
Yeah, I've talked to several guys this week that planted corn last week that aren't going to this week because of concerns about the soil temperature getting quite a bit colder this week. But yeah, you're right. When you can plant 10 to 15% of the corn crop in a day, as soon as it gets fit, there's going to be a lot of corn put in, and I'd guess a fair amount of it even maybe by May 1st.
As you spend time talking to producers, obviously rains over the weekend have got to be welcome in some areas, but definitely it sounds like a hindrance to the south, and the markets have kind of taken note of that.
Yeah, it has been, and I know over as you get into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, down into Kentucky, that things are really way behind. Although you would note that in that planning progress report, Mississippi, Louisiana, that those southern Delta type states caught up quite a bit and really not that far behind. So I would guess once we dry out and get a little warmer temperature, we'll catch up in a hurry.
Is there
obviously the market's not too concerned about it. We're down 5.5 cents today, so not a lot of hand-wringing over it, it doesn't look like.
Right. Does the market have any concern when we look at the soybeans because of the continued spread of H5N2, what that's going to mean for them?
Well, I think that's why you're seeing meal down a couple bucks today. That's where that would really, I mean, poultry is the number one species that consumes soybean meal, so obviously a herd reduction is, or flock, I guess is a better word to use, is a bit of a problem. I think the soybean market also was a little supported, particularly yesterday, by this news that China is going to do something to stimulate their economy. That's kind of a good news, bad news. The good news is they're doing that. The bad news is that they need to. So you kind of got that lingering. There's some problems with the supposedly some future problems with the trucker strike popping back up in Brazil, although from what I've read, there's 3 to 5 weeks worth of beans sitting at the port to be loaded, so I'm not sure how much leverage they've got. And then there's some kind of wet weather in Argentina that may be slowing up their harvest a little bit. So there's a lot of little things sort of lurking around to support the bean market here.
And from a wheat perspective, I saw some purchases were being made not from the U.S., but from Russia and from France.
Yeah, any place that gobbles up the wheat is obviously a support, although there's still plenty of wheat around. I think the wheat growing conditions in the wheat belt have kind of improved, so that's going to be a headwind too. It just looks like wheat wants to bounce around here from, 20 cents either side of the $5 level, and it's going to take some significant news to break it out of that.